In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Three out of up to Unwrapped. Join us at Tony Fee's on Friday. The show is live from 2 until 6 before the pre-funk, they call it.
Yes.
We call it doing our show from
right.
Tony Fee's.
Because we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing the show.
Everything else is thrown down.
We're also going to have a couple of the artists from Unwrapped coming down to join us.
Correct.
As long as they can before they need to get back to the arena. It's only a couple blocks away. They'll have the men's room IPA and a bright yellow can available for you as well. Absolutely free as long as you're 21 age or older.
That's it.
And then we're going to hustle it over to the arena and get ready for a great night. Unwrapped tickets, by the way, still as old as $55 if you want to pick
get
those
on,
up
man.
And join us for Friday night. Those tickets on sale now, KISW.com. All right, for better or for worse, how are you like your parents, or what will you never do because your parents did it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Oh,
doing
great,
well.
Man.
Good. So I have the same personality as my father. We like to shoot guns. We like to watch, like, very old movies that will be canceled in today's generation. Same music. He got me into rock music at a young age. Took me to my first two shows when I was in high school.
What were your first two shows?
My first two shows was Slash, Miles Kennedy, and the Conspirators.
Nice.
During the World on Fire tour at the Moore in Seattle. And the second one, may he rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne with Black Sabbath at the Tacoma Dome.
Wow.
On February 6th.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Those are some strong shows to start with, man.
Man, I kind of find, like, when you're in a car, you're trapped. So
right.
No matter what your parents are listening to, that's what you are going to listen to. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, you get a turn, but for the most part, it's their way or the highway. And a lot of those bands, not necessarily do I listen to them, but I know every single lyric to all the songs. Like,
yes.
I mean, Jesus.
If you play Anita Baker, I hate to say this, I can sing every lyric of every song on that. I had no choice.
Right.
My mother would listen to that thing on repeat. It's just, but now.
But now when I listen to those songs again, I'm like, you know what? Three Dog Night didn't suck that bad.
Well, I now own the Anita Baker record because I realize.
Yeah.
Now that I
yeah.
don't have to hear it, I actually like what the hell she was doing.
Or
I
the Guess Who or whoever the hell they're listening
right,
to.
Right. To me, it was Motown.
Right, same thing.
We're my just talking about played it all the time, but I love it now.
We're just talking about George Benson outside. Miles was like, man, I picked up some George Benson albums. And I'm like, my dad gave me his vinyl collection. I grew up listening to that stuff every single day. She kind of blew it off. I got his right, I put it on. I'm like, George Benson was a badass, man.
Right.
This stuff's great.
Well, but, even when the Carpenters come on, I'm like, oh, my mom loved the Carpenters. She loved the Carpenters.
Okay,
she still does like the Carpenters. I mean, she doesn't listen to them all the time. But, I mean, I grew up listening to that crap. So when I hear it, I'm like,
it's nostalgic.
I know all these lyrics.
Right.
Like, I know every single lyric to these songs.
Well, Justin,
Carole King's the same way.
So, Justin, all right, so these sound like good things. Are there any negative things about knowing that you are basically your dad's son, so to speak, where you're like, oh, boy, this is the
negative
other part of
things,
it? Yeah.
I think it's more on his temper,
all right.
I would say the least, on his temper. Like, it will take a lot for me to get ticked off. It's the same way with my dad. Like, but it will... I will get to the point where I will go ballistic on something like my dad would.
Okay. But it takes a while to get there, you're saying?
It does take a little bit for me to get there.
Do you have any food similarities?
Food similarities? Yep, pretty much.
Okay, that's the one that's a little bit different for me.
Well, I take after my mother in every way except diet, all right? So me and my mother, we're both crazy, we're loud, do not tell us what we can or can't do, blah, 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 all that stuff. We're loud mouths, we know it. But when it comes to food... My father and I basically have the same palate. If it is made of plant, we'd rather not eat it. Or my brother takes after my mother. The only way he takes after my mother is diet. They'll both eat anything.
Well, I'll try anything. Doesn't mean I like everything.
Right.
But I know for a fact, as far as like what my mom enjoys, is not necessarily what I'm wanting to eat.
Sure.
You know, I'll see my dad sit down and order something. I'm like, yeah, you can have anything. Like, why did you pick this?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, we're at a restaurant, man. Like, you can order something, you know. That's.
I mean, I definitely have some of them. Like, I find myself now, like, when my dad did it, I don't know why as a kid it would annoy me, but now I do it. I'll just get a paper bag and then crack peanuts sitting in my living room watching sports.
But it bugged you as
would
a
you
kid.
But you get the paper bag up.
Yeah, and he would do it all the time.
Well, it makes sense because you don't get all the peanut shells everywhere.
Look, I get it. I don't know why as a kid it annoyed me, but I find myself doing it, especially like Thursday night football. Like, oh, but have some peanuts.
Do you do that with pistachios too?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
But
I should try that because it makes a mess.
There are certain things, like, you'd be hard-pressed to ever see me order country fried steak.
But it's delicious.
I know, but he would just go on and had to order it every time and stuff.
So do you not like it, or you just cut it out because you're tired of hearing about it?
I think I'm just tired of hearing about it. That's fair. My mom would always be like, don't order that. It's like the worst thing you can order.
Well, I mean, as far as your health.
For sure, yeah.
Correct. And he'd be like, oh, gotta get one.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
We went to the Five Point. I'm like, Dad, they have the best hamburgers in here. They got great fries. You know, Five Point's really solid breakfast food, all that. He got an open-faced turkey sandwich, right?
All
right. Now, they put it on Texas toast, like egg toast, like egg bread, and it's toasted real nice. And they use fresh turkey. They make their own breasts and slice it.
Yeah.
And then mashed potatoes. And when he ordered it, I was just like, what the hell are you doing? Then I look over and I'm like, oh, my God, that looks great.
That sounds great, man.
But I would never order that. You know what I mean? But
sure.
He's got this big plate of food. It looks like Thanksgiving dinner. I'm like, damn, man. All right. Okay.
But what about your kids as far as, like, there's certain things you can definitely see with your kid. You got this from your mom. You got this from me. Whatever. But when it comes to their food choices, my daughter could drive you absolutely crazy. I'm like, I don't give her too much grief because that was me. Right? She knows what she likes. And at her age, does not want to try new things. And sooner or later, she'll get through it, but it'll drive my wife bonkers.
Now, how long did it take you to try new things?
When I started working in restaurants, so like 18 years old. Honestly, it's just,
okay.
I knew what I liked. And for me, you know, it's peanut butter, jelly, or bowl of cereal. That's it. That's all I need. Pizza, the obvious stuff, right? But as far as stuff you're going to make for yourself, that was it. My daughter is very much locked in the same way. And then when I started working in restaurants, you just had to try different meals. And then all of a sudden, you know, the whole world suddenly exploded to me. I still don't like what I don't like, but my palate definitely developed. And I'm like, all right, you know, man, I like a lot of different things now. And then I see my son, who's like his mom, just he'll try. And like you said, won't like everything, but he'll try anything. Rarely will he say, no way.
Well, my brother to this day will not try new stuff.
Really?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And he worked in restaurants,
right? You mean stuff that would seem, you know, like sushi?
Sushi.
Okay.
Refuses.
He's never even tried it.
Right. I don't think he's ever had, I don't think he's ever even had like pad thai. Just the idea of going to a Thai restaurant to him, he's just like, no.
Will he eat Chinese?
Yeah, but like American Chinese.
Like General Tso or something.
Correct. And that's much more like,
so my, Panda
like
Express.
My mom right. and stuff. So I'll take a little more like my dad. I'm like, well, we got to try it.
Yeah.
Actually, my in-laws are like that, man. It drives me bonkers when we have to visit them. None of them, well, my one sister-in-law, she will try things. She lives in Manhattan, so naturally she's willing to try more food. But the rest, man, like if we go there, when we spend the week at the beach, like you're going to eat the most basic stuff on earth. If they all want to go out for dinner, that's the part that kills me. Like, look, if you're going to cook food, I'm not going to say anything. I'll eat whatever it is you make. But when we go to a restaurant, you know, my wife and I, I'm like, we're pushing to go to like place blank because the menu looks interesting. Right, and they're like, hey, man, we just want burgers and nuggets. And these are grown-ass adults.
You could get a burger at a restaurant.
I know, but they don't even want to go to a restaurant that gives you the option of eating interesting food. I'm like, dude, it's a beach town. There's a burger on every freaking menu down there. If you want chicken nuggets, every menu has them on there, right?
I'll tell you what.
I was going to say, like, in my family, I'm almost like the exotic one.
Right.
Which is what you try.
Right. Like, I mean, years ago when we went to Disney World, right, you get, there's this, I forget what it's called. Basically, you prepay before you go.
Sure.
And you can go to all the different restaurants or the resorts and everything. So you've already paid for it. So I'm like, well, I'm going to try some ass.
Yes.
And they're just like, oh, he's crazy.
Where did you go that blew their mind?
Yeah, dude, again, simple stuff, right? Like, I like monkfish.
All right.
I would never try monkfish. Like,
wait, you wouldn't try it?
That's what they say.
Like, come on. Just try it.
What's it taste like?
It used to be called poor man's lobster.
Correct.
All right, I've never had it.
I mean, that gives an indication, right?
Right there.
Right.
So it's soft and delicious.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
So
or
it's like black cod.
Popcorn encrusted mahi-mahi.
Right.
I can
too
remember.
Exotic.
Right.
Like, that's like, exotic? No. Popcorn encrusted? Popcorn.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I like the Smiths are pretty plain. And they can make good food, but you're right. It's all kind of the same
stuff.
It's
the same stuff.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.